Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
One of my private mastermind students just posted a question. I'm so glad that she posted it, and I'm gonna answer it here. And I'm gonna protect her confidentiality. So here's what she asked. Should you ever beta launch a course? The answer is you should never beta launch anything. Now, you might say, what is a beta launch? A beta launch is where you tell your client, your student, you're a consumer, you say, hey, what we're gonna do is we're gonna launch this thing, but it's in a beta phase. And usually what people do when they launch things online in a beta phase is, number one, they charge less or charge nothing at all. Number two, they basically show up differently. What do I mean by that? Last time I checked, have you ever asked a surgeon before he or she does surgery on you, hey, I'm just starting out, I'm kind of new. Do you care if this is gonna be a beta surgery? Absolutely not. Come on now. You would never go under the knife, go under the laser, put yourself under somebody else's beta launch of doing surgery. What about babysitting? You ever say, you know, to your brand new baby, you go to the babysitter and the babysitter says, you know what? The babysitting that I'm about to do, it's gonna be a beta session. So you go to work, you go have a good time, you go out on your date, and I'm gonna do a beta session with your baby. Absolutely not. It's ridiculous. And you know what? It's ridiculous when we launch our courses, our books, our programs in a beta style. I'll tell you why. You, as the content creator, you, as the thought leader, you show up differently. You're basically giving yourself an out. You're saying, hey, what I'm about to do, I'm probably gonna mess up at. You know what? You're probably gonna mess up at it anyway. You need the pressure of officially launching. And no, you should not charge less. Last time I checked, a surgeon doesn't say, you know what? Since this is my first surgery, I'm gonna charge you a quarter of the price. Or I'm gonna do it for free. Listen, part of the pressure, part of the creative process is that you show up filled up. That is my motto, that is what I teach my clients, that's what I teach my students. Look, whenever I launch something, we launch it. Do I let people know it's the first time? Sometimes. And you know what? It's okay. There's going to be mess ups, and that's why you over deliver. That's why you say you're gonna deliver this much and you deliver this much. And people love you, they forgive you, they're excited because you're authentic. But don't say, hey everybody, let's go beta launch this thing together. Here's another reason. Your students are gonna show up differently. Starbucks, when they launched, they didn't say, here's our beta cup of coffee. Listen, you launch, you own it. You let your students feel what it feels like to invest their money. I get what the question is. The question is, Carrie, I'm scared. Carrie, I'm nervous. I don't know if I have what it takes. I'm scared to just go out there and launch it officially. Listen, that's what it's all about. I believe in you. Never beta launch anything. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. Go ahead, post your thoughts, your questions, your pushbacks, whatever you got. Love you guys, care about you. Go make it happen. You got a message to share. The world needs to hear it. They can't have any beta thought leaders out there. I believe in you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.